I was so scared that day, a day I will never forget. So, why I do what I do? I do it because I believe if I didn't, a huge part of the story about Gaza will be missing. There are some more stories I could tell you about my country, and not all of them they are bad. I love my country, despite the terrible situation we live in. Siege, poverty, unemployment, but there is life. There is people whom are dreamers and amazing people full of energy. We have a wonderful music and a great music school. We have parkour dancers who dance in the rubble of their homes. And Gaza is the only place in the Arab world where Muslim and Christian live in a strong brotherhood. During the time of war, the hardest part for me is leaving the house early in the morning, leaving my children. I get used to take a picture for them every day because I never know if I will make it back for them. Being a fixer and a journalist is difficult and dangerous in Gaza. But when I hear the sound of the shelling or the sound of the bombing, I just head straight towards it. Because I want to be there first. Because these stories should be told.